with this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, December 21st. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, let's recap some of the last basketball action for the calendar year. First, we'll start with girls action from yesterday. Pretty much just about every one of our area teams was in action yesterday in some form in basketball, starting on the girls' side in the MRAC. The Lamar's Community Girls made it back-to-back wins to round out 2024, a 63-45 win over Sioux City North. Four different Bulldogs scored in double figures, led by Ava Spencer, who had 13 points. Kinley Schmidt scored another 12 off the bench, and Shea Susamill and Aubrey Lucink had 11 points apiece. The Bulldogs end 2024 with a 2-5 record. Also in the MRAC yesterday, it was Sioux City East, a winner over Sergeant Bluff Luton, 83-63. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln won the Battle of Council Bluffs over Thomas Jefferson, a big final score of 65-14, and Sioux City West took down Western Christian, 59-45. In the Wargo Conference in girls basketball, it's a 10-0 start for the 4th-ranked team in Class 2A, the Hinton Blackhawks, who steamrolled Harris Lake Park 74-35 behind 8 3-point field goals from Sydney Duskett. She led the way with 26 points. Keely DeRoche had another 12 points offensively, and Addison Glass added 10, and the Blackhawks head into 2025 with a 10-0 record. The Akron Westfield girls basketball team, they improved to 2-1 in the Wargo Conference, getting a 45-28 win over Trinity Christian. Now, lots of defensive effort for the Westerners. Allie Sawyer had 14 points and 3 steals. Josie Jacobs, 6 points, 6 steals, and 5 assists. Really racking up the stats there. Bo Harris had 7 points for the Westerners. Galen Catholic took a tough loss to George Little Rock at home in their only game of the week. 61-32 win for the Mustangs. And Remsen St. Mary's fell on the road in conference play in a battle of the Hawks. It was the Hawks of HMS getting the Remsen St. Mary's Hawks 50-35. In the Western Valley Conference in girls basketball, Lawton Bronson fell to Homer of Nebraska 70-42. OABCIG was a winner over Ridgeview 48-32. And West Monona hits a 3-pointer late to down River Valley 49-46. In boys basketball, in the Missouri River Activities Conference, the Lamar's boys were in it late with Sioux City North. The Stars, they keep the Bulldogs out of the win column. Sioux City North, a 69-64 win over the Bulldogs. Tyson Augustine, he was white hot from the outside to start the contest. He ended up finishing with 15 points. Tate Murphy had another 11 points, and then two more Bulldogs were still in double figures from there. Cole Brownmiller had 10, and Ethan Utesh had 10, but the Bulldogs come up a few points shy and fall to 0-5 on the season. Also in the Missouri River Activities Conference, 8th-ranked Sioux City East remained unbeaten in conference play, 64-56 winners over Sergeant Bluff Luton, and Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln sweeps the Battle of Council Bluffs, defeating Thomas Jefferson 79-35. In the Wargo Conference in boys basketball, the Galen Catholic boys starting to get on a little roll. They've won 3 in a row as they defeated George Little Rock last night 66-24. MMCRU, they keep their winning ways going, defeating West Sioux 64-46. Michael Peterson had 13 points to lead the Royals. The Hinton Blackhawks, they thump Harris Lake Park 79-20. Hinton got 16 points, 5 steals, and 4 assists from Logan Kempema. Caden Barrett, he could barely miss, 15 points on 6 of 9 shooting from the field, 3 for 4 from downtown as well. Carver DeGroat did 10 points and 4 assists in the Blackhawk win. 4th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's bounced back in their Battle of the Hawks. They take down Hartley Melvin Sanborn 59-29. And Akron Westfield boys basketball, they come away with a nice win at home over Trinity Christian 53-45. In the Western Valley Conference in boys basketball, Lawton Bronson took down Homer of Nebraska 62-26. It was Ridgeview winning a high-scoring contest with OABCIG 78-58. Had a couple of girls wrestling teams in action yesterday with some tournaments taking place around the region, and truly around the region. These were pretty spread out tournaments. Lamar's Community went all the way out to Fort Dodge for the Fort Dodge girls invite. The Bulldogs finished 6th as a team, with the Mason City Riverhawks taking home the team title. Bulldogs did have an individual champion though. That'd be Brooklyn DeRocher claiming the championship at 100 pounds. She went 3 3-0 with a couple of wins by pin, had to win her championship bout in a decision. Brooklyn DeRocher just one match loss on the season that came at that very good Council Bluffs Wrestling Classic. She takes home another individual championship for the Bulldog Girls Wrestling Team. Another strong finish as well at 110 pounds, kind of that twin tandem there that the Bulldogs have. Kira Hesinius finished in second at 110 pounds, picking up a couple of wins. She's really closing in on 100 career wins. Gonna have to wait until 2025 to get that done, but certainly should be able to do that at the MRAG Girls Tournament coming up on Saturday the 4th. Hesinius went 2-1 with a pin there at 110 pounds. Other top finishers, Karen Pena finished in second as well at 140 pounds. She went 2-1 with two pins, and Reagan Kaiser finished in fourth at 120 pounds in Fort Dodge. Also in action yesterday, the Akron Westfield Girls Wrestling Team placed fourth at the Laverne, Minnesota Girls Invite, and having to go up north to compete there. Of course, Minnesota does not actually have sanctioned girls wrestling yet, but the Iowa schools, they can still compete up there with some non-sanctioned Minnesota schools. West Lyon actually ended up winning that tournament, though, but St. James Medalia of Minnesota was in second there. That was the best in-state school there at that tournament. Westerners had some really good individual places, including some championships there at that tournament. Now, because it was held in Minnesota, Minnesota girls wrestling does use different weight classes than the state of Iowa, so these will sound a little different. At 112 pounds, Isabella Utesh was the champion there for Akron Westfield. Jocelyn Lennon, she was the champion at 118 pounds. Of course, both those wrestlers went undefeated. Isabella Utesh, 3-0 with three pins. Lennon had to wrestle four matches. She went 4-0 and had four pins. Only one of them took longer than a minute. Just a really dominant showing again for Lennon, who's having a great start to her year. Brooklyn Jagger was actually second place at 118 pounds. She had to wrestle Lennon in the championship bout. Jagger went 3-1 with three pins as well. Some other good finishers there at that tournament. At 100 pounds, Taylor Rush placed third. Kai Utesh took third at 112 pounds, coming short to Isabella Utesh, the champion at that weight class. At 124 pounds, Aniston Gravenish placed in third for the Westerners. Kaylee Hebert was third at 130 pounds. And Madison Shane finished at 148 pounds in second place. You can check out a breakdown of all of those basketball scores, wrestling results. They are on our website at KLEM1410.com. Well, something we did not have time to tell you about yesterday was some basketball rankings that came out from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. It will run down at least the top five in all five classes. In Class 1A, North Lynn is the number one team in the state. Newell Fonda comes in at number two. Bishop Garrigan ranked three. Riceville's four. And Mount Air ranked number five. No other area schools of note, really, in the Class 1A rankings. In Class 2A, we did tell you about these ones. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont's number one. North Mahaska, two. Iowa City, Regina, 3. Told you about it because the Hinton Blackhawks moved up four spots. They are now the number four ranked team in Class 2A, ahead of a Northwest Iowa logjam in the rest of the top 10. Central Lyon is ranked number 5. Rock Valley, number 6. MVAOCOU, 7. West Lyon, 9. And Westwood, 10. Boy, good luck bracketing this region. It is a mess. We've got so many good Class 2A girls basketball teams in Northwest Iowa, but the Hinton Blackhawks, they lead the way in our area. In Class 3A, Mount Vernon's the number one team in the state. Esterville, Lincoln Central's number two. Wallert Catholic comes in at three. Forest City, four. And Roland Story checks in at number five. Cherokee Braves are ranked number six. Spirit Lake, who Lamar's lost to by three earlier in the year, they're ranked number nine. That loss doesn't look so bad for the Bulldogs here in this portion of the season. In Class 4A, Bishop Heelan's the number one team in the state. North Polk checks in at two. Norwalk, 3. Central DeWitt, 4. Sioux Center, ranked number 5. The Storm Lake Tornadoes are ranked 15th. Finally, in Class 5A, Johnston comes in at number 1. It's Dowling Catholic, 2. Waukee Northwest, 3. Ankeny Centennial, 4. And Cedar Rapids Prairie comes in at number 5. Let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today. We've got a ton of wrestling, and that is great. A great way to wrap up the 2024 portion of the sports schedule around the region. Starting on the girls' side, the Hinton Blackhawk girls wrestling team. They are at the Shenandoah Invitational today down in southwestern Iowa. Boys wrestling, all five teams in Plymouth County, they are wrestling today. In Spencer, the Austin Roberts Memorial Tournament, Lamar's Community and MMCRU will be in attendance at that tournament. The Cherokee tournament happening this today. It is Akron Westfield and Kingsley Pearson in attendance there. And the Hinton Blackhawks were able to pick up this tournament a little late. They are at a tournament hosted by Glenwood down in southwestern Iowa. Well, for more sports news, check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. We've got up-to-date sports news there at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.